Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. And if I have the tongue of men and of angels and I have not love, I'm nothing. The greatest of all is love. So what a great song to begin with this morning. If you have your Bibles, our scripture reading this morning is Psalm 99 in your Bible or on the overhead. It's there as well. And it's a psalm that celebrates the holiness of divine government. God reigns above the angels, and he also is awesome among the people. So follow along as I read Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim, let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he, the strength of the king loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy as he. Moses and Aaron were among the priests, and Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the statutes which he gave them. O Lord, our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, and yet an avenger of their evil deeds. Exalt the Lord, our God, and worship at his holy hill, for holy is the Lord, our God. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you are a God that is holy. You're above all things. And yet, Lord, you're an avenger as well of evil deeds. And Lord, we would be remiss if we don't remember this morning a tragedy that took place in Egypt, where ISIS bombed two churches, 43 dead, 100 wounded. Lord, just the beginning reports, Lord, I do pray, God, that you would avenge the wicked. Lord, we see a great assault against the Christian faith. And as Franklin Graham said many years ago, Islam is an evil religion, and it's a violent religion as well. Lord, and we would pray that you would comfort those who are now mourning and hurting over the loss of their loved ones. And Lord, the reality of our psalm here, that your righteous reign, that your divine government is holy, but it's also avenging. Lord, it's an amazing thing to just think of the thief, two thieves on the cross. One who received you went to paradise, the other went to eternal damnation. And Lord, these suicide bombers, there are those that love you that go to heaven, and they go to an eternal hell. Lord, I pray that that truth, Lord, would reign true. Lord, that we would not feel like we're on a playground here in our Christianity, but we're really in a battleground. And as we share this morning, narrow is the way, narrow is the gate. Lord, I pray that it would really ring true for each and every one of us, and that we would make sure that our lives have gone through that narrow gate. We're on that path with you. So Lord, I pray that your love, your grace, your mercy, we thank you so much for just the peace and the ability to gather together on this Sunday when you made that triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And then a week later, you were crucified. Lord, so we give you honor, glory. We pray that you have your way with us and you be honored amongst us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. church. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, we declare your name to be beautiful in this place this morning. We declare it to be powerful and effective in our lives. Thank you for who you are. We thank you for such a great God we have to worship. Amen. Would you all stand with us?
You're shouting, you're singing. I didn't see anybody dancing. I do that at home, but anyway. Hey, good to have you with us. Let's pray. I don't know if you heard the news. It just happened. It's about 12 hours difference in Egypt than here, but two Christian churches, they're Coptic churches, they were bombed by ISIS, suicide bombers. So far, 43 dead, 100 wounded. They were having their Palm Sunday services. So let's pray for them. Father, Lord, we live in a wicked world with wicked people, Lord, and Lord, it's hard to recognize and realize, Lord, that there are those that would come into a place of worship because they're not worshiping in the way or the kind of God that the others would think that they should, and they blow them up and create such devastation and havoc. Lord, I would pray for the families that are left behind, Lord, those that are grieving and mourning over their loved ones. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that in Christianity, in Christ, we have that living hope because Christ is raised from the dead. And those there celebrating Palm Sunday, your triumphant entry into Jerusalem, Lord, and then their hope was for next Sunday, the resurrection. And yet, Lord, by this suicide bomber, Lord, we have to recognize you took many to heaven and you took at least one or two to hell, Lord, with that false religion and that evil design. Father, we just pray, Lord, we thank you so much that we do have the opportunity to be safe and to worship. Thus far, we know that just with that liberal letting anybody in from some of these terrorist countries, Lord, this could happen here. But God, I do pray that you protect the churches in America. Lord, I pray that you give